Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcasts. It's Monday, the 10th of January, 2022. And the reason I'm time stamping this one is if you were listening Friday, you may have noticed it was a repeat. The reason being, I was sick. And it came upon me quickly. I hardly ever get ill. I'm a very healthy individual, take lots of vitamins, work out, walk the doggy, don't drink, don't smoke. Used to do both, don't anymore. What do you do? I do the radio show and I don't date. That's why I'm so healthy and happy. Here's how it went down, Billy Joe. I get this text from my daughter who lives in Austin. Actually, I began the conversation because she got COVID. I text her, "Are you feeling better?" She writes back, "Yeah, I'm feeling better. Yesterday was just lethargic, very tired after a short walk and brain fog. I would say it's like an oppressive spirit of confusion." As a side note, my daughter is extremely perceptive in the spiritual realm. One of the great fruits of this pandemic is that our conversations have gotten a lot more spiritual in nature. Anyway, she writes, "I was praying about it last night and feel a little more clear-headed today." I wrote, "I felt the same oppressive spirit, maybe more of a principality over the entire country. People are confused and fearful. The media, big pharma, and the governments are going full speed ahead." She wrote, "The sickness is so demonic. I feel like I'm in a daze, almost like being high and having a sinus headache at the same time. Now I can't taste or smell." I responded, "It is demonic. I can't stop blowing my nose, body aches all over, lethargy. Last night I sensed the demonic voice encouraging me to take the jab so I'd feel better. My spirit man was very agitated, confirming it was a spiritual attack. Putting on the full armor of God, Ephesians 6:10 through 18. Sorry, Dad. I just keep praying for this thing to leave my body." And then I wrote, "In this case, I don't believe it's a demon on the inside, but an overall demonic affliction from the outside, oppressing the Lord's remnant for a short period of time. The Apostle Paul had an affliction, and the Lord refused to remove it, despite Paul's prayer. As strange as it sounds, this affliction may be spiritual training." She wrote back, "It's not fun." I said, "It's not. Canceled my radio show tonight, just marketing my goofy book." The next morning, after a long night's sleep and popping a few vitamins, I've been taking extra zinc, D3, B12, and C. After a long night of very restful sleep, I woke up and it was gone completely. Over. I don't know if I had the COVID. I don't personally believe it exists. I believe it's a parasite, perhaps a biological weapon. Whatever it was, I think I had it for one day, maybe 12 hours. And it felt more like oppression, demonic and spiritual in nature than physical. Yes, it did manifest in my physical body, but the source of it is spiritual. This is what I think is going on right now. The remnant, the Lord's remnant, those who are not taking this jab are being spiritually attacked. And I told you a couple nights ago that this voice, this impression I had telling me to take the jab, that I would feel comfort and relief. All of this is beginning to tie together, which brings me to a topic called astral projection. I don't know if you've ever heard of the term, if you're familiar with it, but in the occult world, astral projection has been around for thousands of years, and it works very simply. All someone needs to do is to consort with a demon and give that demon permission to take their soul and their spirit out of their body and project to another geographical location. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about the silver cord being snapped when someone dies. I have no idea how any of this works. I just know from studying this for years and hanging around a few people that were in the occult, this is very possible. There's another guy by the name of John Ramirez, who was the third-ranked satanic priest in the greater New York metro area, and he wrote a couple books about this. The ability of someone who serves Satan to literally project themselves to another location and to harass believers or anyone they want. That might have been what occurred. I'm not certain what it was, but I do know that it was demonic in nature. It was oppressive. It was not inside me. It was outside. There was some sort of, without sounding too hippie-ish, vibrational change in the frequency. I could feel it. So did my daughter. It's called astral projection. So this sickness that I felt on Friday was, at the very least, an oppressive demon. I'm getting the impression that perhaps you, maybe your loved ones, people that are awake, are experiencing something very similar, and I just want to relay to you that what you're experiencing is not abnormal. I think it's happening to millions of Christians right now. I also told you that I had cut off communication with the only semi-friend I had, my associate from Connecticut. We used to go to AA meetings together, and he kept texting me, and I ghosted him. And by the way, I think it is so cool that a 64-year-old man can say ghosted and say it with authority and confidence and not sound like a dork. All right, maybe I sounded like a dork, but I ghosted him. In other words, I didn't answer. Sunday morning, and this has been going on for 2 months, maybe three. Sunday morning, there's a knock at the door. Well, actually, it was the doorbell. There he is. He says, "Been looking all over for you." The dude looked me up. He went Glenn Close without the rabbit in the pot. I told him, the reason I haven't responded to your text is that I'm anti-vax, and I did not want another confrontation. Didn't want to upset the apple cart, just wanted to leave things alone because I knew we're never going to see eye to eye on this. And he said, "Oh, don't worry about it. It's no big deal." And I apologized. And then he said, "Yeah, and I just got the booster shot. You know, I don't want to infect my dad." Did you hear anything I just said? I didn't say that, but I'm thinking it. Did you hear anything I just said, that I'm anti-vax, and that's the reason I cut off communication, because I knew this conversation would happen? So he tries to get me to go to a meeting, today, Monday, and I sent him a text earlier today, and I said, "You know, after 28 years in the program, I can't do it anymore. I haven't been to a meeting in 2 years. God is the reason I'm not drinking, the 12 steps, but I can't take those awful meetings, horrible shares. I'm done." And now he's ghosted me, which is fine. I was just trying to avoid all this and the stress associated with it. I don't need any more confrontation. I'm getting enough of the spiritual realm. Took Stormy for a walk earlier today, and then it rained here in God's waiting room. It's going to get cold, if you would pray for me. I think it's only going to be 71 tomorrow. I don't know how we're going to handle it. My mom comes over yesterday. It's 83 degrees. 83 degrees. I decide to take the dog for a walk, and she says, "You better put your coat on." Her nickname is the lizard. I wanted to just buy her a rock and a light for Christmas. Anyway, so Bob Saget is dead. Nice segue. After bragging he loved taking COVID shots. Why do I personally think Bob Saget died? Because of the booster? Because of the way the media is reacting to it today. Usually what they'll do is they'll attack us, call us crazy conspiracy theorists, whack jobs who need to be put in FEMA camps. But today, all you heard from the media was nothing. Radio silence. They're mystified. The world, the mainstream media, they're all mystified. What in the world happened to Bob Saget? We don't know. He was in his hotel room in Orlando and he just died. We have no idea. It's a mystery. The Orange County, Florida Sheriff's Office announced on Twitter Sunday that the legendary comedian and actor Bob Saget was found dead in his hotel room at the age of 65. Quote, earlier today, deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton Orlando Grande Lakes for a call about an unresponsive man in a hotel room. The man was identified as Robert Saget and pronounced deceased on the scene. Detectives found no signs of foul play or drug use. Notably, Saget admitted during a December 13th episode of his podcast called Bob Saget's Here For You that he had received the COVID booster just days before. So just days before December 13th, he got his third shot. He said, I went to the pharmacy the other day, got a booster shot. I should have gotten it into my arm, but I got it in my butt. He's a nice guy, but I don't know about comedian. Other quotes, I try not to preach. I got my booster shot. I got my booster shot the day before yesterday, towards the end of the podcast. Throughout the pandemic, Saget frequently promoted the experimental mRNA shots on social media. In February, there was a Twitter post, the Full House star insinuated the COVID vaccines would eliminate COVID by 2023. He said, quote, it's so cool. COVID is gone due to the vaccine and everyone in Congress can get along. Blank. Sorry, I set this post to 2023. I guess he likes to joke around about it. Or he did. The reaction of the media speaks volumes. What they don't say, which is nothing. It's just a mystery. Regardless of what you think of Bob Saget, he is what I call an A-lister. You have A-list celebrities, B-list, and C-list. The powers that be, in my opinion, have lots. And I don't mean lots of shots. They do have lots of shots, but lots. And each one has a different amount of potency. And the A-listers are not supposed to get the potent shots, the real deal, the real boosters with the real graphene, allegedly. Somehow, Bob Saget just went to a pharmacy and they slipped him the real deal, and now he's dead. He's not supposed to die. He's one of those people that if they do die, then the alarm goes off in the alternative media, which it has. And again, the mainstream media is not saying one word about this other than announcing his death, paying condolences, tributes from other celebrities, not a word, a peep about the fact that he got the booster back in December. Because that would give credence to our argument, which is, these shots are killing people. And especially with someone who is considered an A-lister, to get this really throws the narrative into the toilet. I was kind of glad that it rained this afternoon because they were inundating the skies this morning with chemtrails. There's just something about getting up in the morning, having a fresh cup of coffee, petting my dog, going outside, looking up in the sky, and watching these Luciferian psychopaths streak the sky with their chemicals. Every day, I feel less like I belong to this world. I'm just an old man. Speaking of which, I turned 65 in April, and I got my Medicare forms. Now, if you're not familiar with this, and I wasn't a week ago, let me explain how Medicare works.
Oh, good. Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be me in 20 years. So, basically, Medicare has a Plan A and a Plan B. Plan A is free. You can go to the hospital anytime you like, and they'll pay 80%. You don't pay anything for that. However, if you take Plan B, and that's not Plan B like the abortion pill. No, this is Plan B for Medicare doctors and medicine. And if you want to see a doctor or get medicine, that'll cost you about $150 a month out of your Social Security. And that's where they make all the money. And then I keep getting all these mailers from these sons of bitches who are sending me Medicare forms all day saying, oh, you're turning 65. I can't wait to meet with you to sell you a supplement. Well, go pound sand and get off my damn lawn. Sorry, I didn't mean to get too angry there. But here's the deal. I decided to not take Plan B, which I'd have to pay for, and I'm only going to take Plan A, which is free, and everyone gets that, because I figure by the time Plan B kicks in, every damn doctor in this country is going to require that I have some sort of vaccination proof to get in to see a doctor. And I'll be damn it if I'm going to go and get my shot just so I can go to the damn doctor to see if my prostate's working. I know it's not working. Why do you think I've been celibate for 6 years? We now return to somewhat younger.
Wow. That's a preview of what I'm like in 5 years. Yeah, so it's pretty simple. Medicare Plan A covers hospitals. You don't have to pay anything for that. So let's say you get injured and you go to the hospital. Let's say you break your leg and you have to go to the hospital. As soon as you get to the hospital, you say, I have Medicare Plan A, and I broke my leg, and they say, uh-oh, you've got COVID. Let's put you into a medicated coma, and then I'm dead. Ask Rob Skiba for more details. I didn't see any point in paying for Medicare Plan B just to go see a doctor. I've seen a doctor once in the last 30 years. I don't take any drugs. And even if I did get it, I'm not going to be able to see a doctor because by the time it kicks in, I'll probably need to show proof of vaccination. And that's what happened this weekend.
The perfect storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
It's an hour of therapy for yours truly. Farmer gives cows VR headsets to reduce anxiety and increase milk production. Sounds like something Mark Zuckerberg would come up with. A farmer has turned to virtual reality headsets to make his cooped up cows think they're outside in a meadow. Izek Kokik from Turkey has turned the high-tech headgear after seeing a study suggesting it makes cows happier. This in turn means they produce more milk. Kosik says the move is already paying off. He's given the headsets to two of his cows and noted that milk production went up from 22 to 27 liters. And what are the cows seeing through the VR goggles? Apparently it's visions of the outside world, mostly meadows and calm surroundings. Strange as it sounds, it kind of makes sense. Australia has fallen, unvaccinated, not even allowed to go to work, despite just one COVID death being recorded in 22 months. If you can't see that this is a purposeful, controlled demolition of the flat plain, you're not paying attention. Australians living in the Northern Territory have chosen not to get the experimental COVID-19 jab, are currently not even allowed to leave their homes to go to work, thanks to Chief Minister Michael Gunner, or Gumby, as he's called, imposing a discriminatory four-day lockdown on the unvaccinated. On Thursday, the 6th of January, Michael Gunner announced that those living in the Northern Territory who had not had two jabs will not be able to leave their homes. The only exception, shopping, medical treatment, and getting the jab. Those who have not been vaccinated also banned from going to work. So how do you go to the store to buy food if you've been banned from going to work? And you're talking about one alleged COVID-19 death in the last 22 months. It is a controlled demolition of the world to usher in the fourth industrial revolution, which is the New World Order, which is the Luciferian fifth age, age of Aquarius kingdom that is spoken of in the book of Revelation and in the book of Daniel. It's all right here. We're right on the edge of it. Fortunately, I just happen to live in God's waiting room, Florida, which is one of the last free states in the United States. I could not even imagine living in New York City right now. You can't get anything to eat. How do you get into a store? How do you go to work? One of the great byproducts of this pandemic is also millennials and old men who are 64-year-olds, old guys like me saying, hey, you know what? I'm never going back to work, and I'm not physically. I'm working remotely from home again. I only work 3 days a week, and if they ever ask me to come back into work physically, no, I'll quit. Why would I? I like being alone. People say, you're weird. No, it's solitude. There's a big difference between solitude and being lonely. I have dealt with loneliness in the 14 years I've been alone. But now it is solitude 90-95% of the time. I enjoy my own company. I enjoy being alone. And I especially enjoy having a quiet dog. For the most part, greyhounds are incredibly quiet. Although yesterday, Stormy threw an absolute fit in front of my mother, my son, and my daughter-in-law. I had taken her for a walk earlier in the day, and she expected me to take her for another one, and I wouldn't. So she started barking at me. I started barking back at her, which got her even more irritated. And so for about 5 minutes, my family is staring at me like they normally do, as I and the dog are just barking at each other. And then when I tried to calm her down with a few ruses, you know, get her to howl with that YouTube clip, she wouldn't stop. She kept on barking at me. Let me see if she's gotten it over. Here, I'll play the ruse real quick. Oh, it was a commercial. You got to be kidding me. They got that sponsored? All right, here we go. We'll see if we'll squib it. Squeeze it in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
On this subject yet, but Alec Baldwin obviously in a lot of trouble with what occurred a couple months ago, and he's been going to Instagram a lot as of late, and some people think that maybe he's just a little bit more off and maybe a little more creepy than normal. Let's give his latest Instagram video a listen. This is Alec Baldwin.
Hello there, Alec Baldwin here with another inappropriate Instagram post. I just wanted to quickly thank you all for the well wishes I've received. People saying how shocked they are that this happened to me and not Stephen. This is clearly a Stephen Baldwin situation. And your beautiful condolences about the loss of my good friend, cinematographer Hannah Montana. She was my friend. We went to dinner once. Unlike that armorer girl, who I don't even remember, women over 140 pounds are invisible to me. I literally can't see them. Excuse me.
Okay.
Sorry, that was my wife, Ilaria. She's from España, born in a little town known as Boston, Massachusetts. Anyway, we all can agree the armor girl should probably be put to death, but that's not up to us. That's up to poor people who don't know how to get out of jury duty. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Cucumber?
I don't want a cucumber. I want you to go to any other room and count to a billion.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay.
Anyway, Happy New Year.
You know, I'm beginning to think that isn't Alec Baldwin. Mike said that was funny. He's right. It's pretty funny. I like humor that you might not necessarily understand, but eventually you'll come around to understand where the person's coming from, and so you don't care what the reference is. Probably the greatest example of that is Dennis Miller.
Hey, man, Dennis Miller, man.
When he was doing Monday Night Football, remember that? About 1,000 years ago, Dennis Miller was the color commentator for Monday Night Football. And his references quite often had nothing to do with the game. And you had to have a PhD in English lit to understand what he was talking about. You could have a play where the Giants just threw a touchdown, and he'd say something like, "Oh, man, you know, that reminds me of Dostoevsky when he was suffering at the gulag, you know, writing that book. Was it Anna Karenina? Or maybe I'm getting... No, that was Solzhenitsyn. You know, I can never get these dudes... I never get anything straight. Oh, by the way, the Giants just scored a touchdown. You know, I was thinking, man, you know, when Hemingway wrote Old Man and the Sea, man, this is what I didn't get, man. You know, he put the fish on the side of the boat, man. Instead of putting the fish on the side of the boat, you know, this old man in the sea... Why didn't he just chop up the marlin and, you know, like put the good pieces in the boat instead of letting the shark eat the whole damn thing? I don't understand what that is. Oh, Green Bay just scored. That kind of humor. I like that. It makes me happy. You don't want to see me when I'm not happy. You dig? That's right. I know you're going through what I'm going through. I'm going to read an email. I will not say your name. You are anonymous. Talking about getting a message to take the jab or trying to talk to your relatives and it just bounces off. Here's one. My sister-in-law and her husband, who were against the vax, decided to get it. My wife and I had a very in-depth discussion, exchanged numerous videos on the subject. To hear they got vaxxed, knowing what they know, is such a head-scratcher that I'm at a loss for words. What it does to your blood is enough right there not to take it, let alone all the other horrific things associated with it. The reasoning is even more baffling. They did this so they could travel. What good is traveling when there are numerous health risks associated with the jab? The mind screw is so off the charts right now. By the way, I'm not crying. I should have blew my nose when we went out of commercial. I remember a few shows back about an email you received by someone who had a strange feeling or thought that to take the vax knowingly is not effective and dangerous. It does make one wonder if they're using technology to subliminally mind control us into taking it. I know this email is getting long, and I will end it with a Bible verse, Matthew 17:14, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and so few find it. Very true. I wrote back, indeed, narrow is the gate. I believe the Lord is separating the wheat from the chaff. So many serve God with their mouth while still loving this evil world. If they repent, they can be in a right relationship again. However, most will not because of pride. It didn't matter who talked to your sister-in-law or her husband. Their minds were made up before you even spoke to them. You're not alone. My mom and stepmom are totally brainwashed. And I'm getting these emails more often than not. It's affecting relationships, even romances. alleged. One young man just emailed me, said he just found out his girlfriend got the jab. And I wrote him back, you may want to change that to ex-girlfriend. Get a dog. Why not? Okay. Let's move back to astral projection for a moment. There's a guy by the name of Russ Dizdar, and he just died. Very heavy into fighting in the spiritual realm. Very knowledgeable about the occult. He was recently interviewed by David Heavener about fighting a demon in his home through what this demon used as astral projection. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm praying and I'm saying, Lord, I think this person's astral projecting into my house. What do I do?
There was a spiritual attack, okay, on him where rituals were done against him.
The same ones know how to summon a spirit, conjure, target you, to send warfare against you.
He told his wife, Shelley, goodbye because he thought that he was going to die that night.
We're talking about astral projection. You know, I told you this video that I did with Russ was one of the last ones I did with him, but it was the most passionate. Tom, did he talk to you about astral projection? Did you ever have any conversations with Russ about people astraling out?
Oh, yeah. That's something that Russ talked about and taught a lot. And the people that we engaged, the people that were reaching out for help, they had this ability. Many of them had this ability to be able to do this.
Yeah.
And this is a demonic ability, and it's also taught in military.
Absolutely. Well, let's watch the next segment of this video, Tom. And I want to talk about this because there's something that Russ said that really struck a chord, and I really want to talk about this. I have to talk about it. I have a need to, and that's one of the reasons I have you on the show, so you can talk to me about it. But let's roll this next clip. This is me and Russ talking about astral projection in one of the last interviews I did with him before he went on to be with the Lord.
The first experience I had was way in the 90s in Cy Ward from Fort Bragg, highly trained, high-level program model, all that kind of stuff. Most powerful one I've ever met. So I'm middle of the night, 3 o'clock, I wake up. I feel like there's a person in my house. I begin to go look. I'm in a hallway, looking down the hallway. I have a whole distinct feeling. I'm thinking there's a person standing in front of me. But there's also something very evil and wrong. The Spirit of God's given me warning. So I'm praying and I'm saying, Lord, I think this person's astral projecting into my house. What do I do? The Spirit of God says, target the demon that empowers them. I prayed against that demon, wow. Commanded it to be bound and broke to break its power. Everything was clear, went back to bed. Next day, true story, I'm telling you before God, this true story. Next day, the Psy Warrior calls me.
Right.
They said to me, when I was in your house in the hallway last night, Russ, when you targeted the spirit that empowers me to do this, as soon as you did that, the spirit was broken off. I was snapped back into my body immediately.
Wow. Okay, so you said a Psy Warrior. This is a guy that is a demonic that projects his
sure.
spirit out.
Sure.
It's projected into your house, I guess, to do evil
to come in,
of
sure.
some sort.
Yeah.
You came against it in
yep.
the name of Jesus. It went away.
Sure.
And that guy told you
yep.
that the minute you did that, or you told him you did that, he goes, boom, came
yep.
right back
yeah.
in.
Yeah. I didn't even have to tell them. They told me.
They told you.
Yeah, I didn't want to give them no lead. They said, Russ, when we were looking at you in that hallway, when you attacked our spirit, they call it a spirit, a demon. It's
right.
a demon. And commanded to be, you know, and it left. It couldn't do anything.
Right.
And instantly,
yeah.
I was snapped back to my body. So
wow.
they knew that, and now now we got. I've got, you know, over 20 years of engaging that issue again and again.
Right.
There's a distinct feeling when it's astral projection. A different feeling if they're summoning. And here's another side of this: the same ones know how to summon a spirit, conjure, target you. To send warfare against you. New levels of warfare.
Wow.
New levels of warfare.
Is this, and to get back to the persecution of Christians, is this why you think the military might be involved in this? And if so, are they going to be for us or against us
well,
in the end times?
Well, prior to the great chaos and the breaking down, the shadow system will infiltrate and be really a supernaturally shadow system.
Okay.
In the political, military, economic, and technological worlds.
Okay.
I already believe they're there.
Okay.
And so when the call comes, this is all related to the Red Horse prophecy I mentioned in the conference,
okay,
which 99% of Christians in 10 years, when I ask this question, how many know the content of the Red Horse prophecy? 99% of the time, no one knows. It is a prophecy about the initiation of the multi-continental release of those who are going to slaughter, persecute Christians, go after, to bring everything down. It is supernaturally done by them. I wrote that. That's where the term Black Awakening. The Black Awakening, the book, is tied into the Red Horse prophecy.
Wow. You know, I wrote The Last Evangelist. I'm getting ready to shoot it. I've got to go back and rewrite some of the episodes and work in the astral projection, because this brings it to a whole new level. Because I would go, Lord, how could this happen? Well, when you're fighting this warfare on another level, and most Christians, Russ, don't even, I mean, they're clueless. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is a lot of people that see demonic beings in their house or around, this could be someone projecting themselves into that.
Sure.
Okay, so, Tom, Russ was talking about a Psy warrior in his house. He battled someone that had astraled out in his house. That you heard him say that, right?
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that the people that Russ was making angry, they did this sort of thing. They did rituals, okay? They did rituals to appease demons. That means spilling blood, whether animal or human blood, okay? And they summon demons and they send demons. Do they have the ability to do that? They absolutely do. I really believe they do. Is that what happened to Russ? I cannot say that 100%. But I will say this, and this is pretty public, okay? Russ, about 5 or 6 years ago, he was on death's door. And you can look at the archives. And he admits, okay, that there was a spiritual attack, okay, on him where rituals were done against him, okay? And he had it confirmed through 3 different people, including himself. And he tells the story where he thought, he told his wife Shelley goodbye because he thought that he was going to die that night, okay? It was really a brutal time for him, and I remember this, and I remember this, you know, him telling me the stories, and he's also shared them on air as well. So Russ was in the line of work where these types of things happen. Now, I do want to say this. Russ knew how to fight it, okay? Russ knew how to battle it. Russ, he taught us to strike first, okay? And that's what we do. And why are we vulnerable sometimes? I don't know. Okay. Sometimes we are. We know how to fight it. I've been attacked spiritually. I've had rituals done against me, and I learned how to fight them. Sometimes I, you know, there have been times where it's got the best of me, you know, but with the teaching and the training, what I always tell people is we learn how to win more than we lose.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the thing. Russ was talking about being targeted in this video. He was talking about supernaturally enhanced. He was talking about the Psy Warrior. He was talking about the SRA's mission to serve in reigning in the New World Order. Okay? I don't think for one moment, that Russ had a battle with the Psy Warrior and lost. I do not believe that. Okay? So that's not what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand. What I will say could be a possibility, conjecture, is that Russ was in the midst of battles. In other words, he was in a war, right? And I'm going to say something, Tom, I haven't said before, but I'm going to say it. Possibly, the Lord said, it's time for you to come on home, son.
In these last days, people will worship false gods. As the Antichrist arises, Christians will be persecuted. David Heavener Investigates is proud to bring you End Times Investigations, a new DVD series containing over 8 hours of interviews.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. Been thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day someone's gonna get killed out there, And I turn to her and say, Texas. She says, what? I said, Texas. She says, what? They got big long roads out there. Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. I'm going to Texas. One, two, gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here. Well, I got a little brother, several meters high. Yeah, he's built just like a quarterback, and he swears he'll testify. He says he's been to Texas, and that's the only place to be. Big stakes because no trouble here, that's the place for me. I'm going to Texas. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm going to Texas. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Texas. Watch me walking. Watch me walking. Watch me walking.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.